same situation. We may not remember how much and how desperately we need God as well in our lives. We like to say things like, well, I'm in control of this. This is my life, and so I don't need anybody to help me with this. I bet everybody in this room has told someone at one point, I don't need your help. I got it. I'm good. Have you ever had someone try to come in to, I'll just tell them myself, I don't like people messing with my things. Michelle tries to clean up my stuff. Well, I don't know where it is at that time. I can do it by myself. I don't need your help with this. But we can take that same attitude into different aspects of our lives and forget God in the process. We need God. And that can be a very prideful attitude that we have in ourselves, and we've got to get over that in ourselves. In Psalm 86, David is very good to acknowledge his constant need that he has for God and to understand that God is the one that can supply and fulfill his needs. At this time, we'll have Landon come up and read Psalm 86.
I'll be reading Psalm 86, 1 through 17. Psalm 86, 1 through 17. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace. In the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart. And I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, insolent men have risen up against me. A band of ruthless men seeks my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign of your favor, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Thank you.
I love what David says there in verse 1. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am afflicted or poor, as his version said, and needy. David wasn't ashamed to admit how much he needed God. He wasn't ashamed to address, this is where I'm going to have my problem solved. This is who I'm going to solve this problem with. And we need to have that same kind of attitude as well, to confess, I need God. In every aspect of our lives, there's nothing that you can look at in your life and say, I don't need God here. I don't care if it's you're mowing your lawn, the way you hold yourself, the way you present yourself, all these things, God is with us or should be with us. I don't know about you, but when I'm working and doing different things, my mind, I'm thinking about things. And we need to be thinking about spiritual things, even at times like that. That's going to help us out in so many different ways. It's a great blessing for us to stop and acknowledge and be thoughtful of God at every aspect of our lives. You may have recognized this, the title, Lord, I Need You. Kind of the inspiration, I guess, of this lesson came from this song. And I don't think we know it. I don't have it. I looked for it in our song list, and I didn't find it. I was talking to Ross yesterday. He said, we need to learn this song. And we do. It's a great song. The lyrics of this song, Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one who guides my heart. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. So teach my song to rise to you when temptation comes my way. And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you, Jesus. You are my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. You're my one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. I hope that that's the thought of our heart, the recognition of our lives, of how much we need God in our lives, and that we truly are nothing without him. In Psalm 68 and verse 19, David also adds this, "Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burdens, the God who is our salvation." This time we're going to sing a few songs that talk about what we're reading about here and thinking about here. I'm going to have Ross come and lead us in need. Part of recognizing our constant need for God is also acknowledging that we are to find our stability in God. And you're going to find through all the points that we make this morning, they kind of all interlink together. You find comfort, you find strength, you find stability. They're all going to be intertangled amongst themselves. But hopefully we can kind of pull them out individually a little bit and help us to see where we may need this. But thinking about stability and finding stability in the Lord, you think back in Matthew chapter 8, you see Jesus is with his disciples. They're getting away from the crowds. They're getting on the boat to go across the Sea of Galilee. And no doubt, during that time, they probably were thinking, okay, this is going to be a relaxing little trip across the sea. Nothing major. It's not a huge sea. I mean, it's big, but it's not that big. I'll finally get to relax a little bit. It'll be peaceful and uneventful. And as we know about that passage, as we'll read here in just a second, their trip across the sea was anything but that. When we think that things are going to calm down, then a wave hits us, just as that wave hit them. And things in life are going to rock the boat, just as it did with them. But where did they turn whenever those waves started coming? It sent them looking for stability somewhere, just as we will find ourselves looking for stability somewhere in our lives. So this time, I'll have Weston come up and read Matthew chapter 8.
Matthew 8:23-27. When he got on the boat, the disciples followed him, and behold, there was a great storm out on the sea, so that the boat was being covered with waves, but Jesus himself was asleep. And they came to him and woke him up, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you men of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm. The men were amazed and said, "What kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?"
Can you relate to the disciples here? Can you relate to those kinds of situations where the storms in life hit you, and every one of us have been hit by storms in life in some way or another? But you get to that point where you've been hit and you've been hit and you've been hit so many times that you go, "I don't know if I could take one more. I don't know if that next wave may be the one that just knocks me off." And unfortunately, there's been many who have been hit by that next wave, and they didn't have anything to hold on to. They didn't have the stability in their lives to say, "You know what, I don't have to deal with this myself." They lose their faith. And it was barely hanging on to start with many times. But they didn't have anywhere to grab onto. They didn't have anything to grab onto, to turn to. And that's where we need to be able to know that our lifeline is there with Christ. He is our rock. He is our stability. He is the thing that's not going to change when everything else in this life is changing. I've been there in points of my life when it was just desperate going, "I don't know what I'm going to do." Maybe it's more bills coming in. Maybe it's another car wreck. It's a very sick family member. Maybe someone who was the matriarch or patriarch of your family passes away, and you just don't know what you're going to do. How are we going to get past this? As Christians, that shouldn't be a question in our minds, but sometimes it is. But again, we should be always willing and knowing that regardless of how stormy our life is, we can find stability in something solid in Christ as our rock. So let's sing a couple songs about that. "Master, the Tempest is Raging." In addition to finding stability in the Lord, we also need to realize our need for the Lord to shepherd and to guide us. Again, we talked about this a little bit in Bible class as well this morning. I guess the 23rd Psalm is probably the most well-recognized verse that talks about how the Lord shepherds and guides us. Let's have Walker go ahead and read Psalm 23 for us.
Psalm 23, 1 through 6. Psalm 23, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies and anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Lord is my shepherd.
In the 31st Psalm, we see David also writing this. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me quickly. Be to me a rock of strength, a stronghold to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. You will pull me out of the net, which they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have ransomed me, O Lord, God of truth. And then similarly in Isaiah chapter 40, beginning in verse 10, we see Isaiah write something very similar. It says, behold, the Lord God will come with the might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he will tend to his flock. In his arm he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. You look at all these passages that we've just read, and you see all the things that the Lord has offered to his people, to his flock, to shepherd them, to lead them, to offer them strength and deliverance, security and protection and guidance as well. This time we'll sing, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. In addition to the guidance and protection that we've just read and sung about, we need to acknowledge him also if we have any desire for salvation and hope of ourselves, understanding that without God, there is no salvation. Without Christ and his sacrifice, there is no salvation. And so we're going to be thinking about this fact and singing about it, reading about it as we also prepare ourselves for the Lord's Supper. You know, it's very easy for us to lose focus in life about what truly matters, what truly is important. We have so many things that distract us, things that call for our attention, and many times we freely and willingly give it over. We don't think about what we really need to be focusing on, and we don't give time to the things that matter most in our lives. And instead, we find that comfort and that security and that hope in things here on earth. And that's not going to get us anywhere that we want to go. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul does a good job of reminding the brethren in Ephesus that we can only find these things, this comfort, this hope, and security there in Christ. We have Luke come read Ephesians 1, some verses from there.
Starting in verse 3, it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, and to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us an acceptance in the beloved. In him we have the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence. And in verse 18 it says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe.
Thank you. You know, when you read passages like that, we are so blessed to have hope. We are so blessed to have something worth living for. And what a sad existence it is for those that have nothing to live for. They have nothing eternal that they're striving towards, and it's a sad thing, but we are so thankful that Christ has given us everything to live for. Let's sing the song, Something Worth Living For. Before we finish our lesson this morning, there's one thing that I want us to remember. Like I said, it's all these kind of mixed together in there, and we've already hinted at it some. But understanding that God is always going to be there with us during the hard times, during the good times, during the sad times, is something that should bring great comfort to us. As we're sitting there taking the Lord's Supper, I try to think of different things in relation to that whenever we do that. And the thing that kept going through my mind this morning, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. When we think about that and some aspect of it, we're all thinking that. Every act that he showed for us was an act of love for us. We've got to take that with us and remember that he is with us at all times. It doesn't matter what we're going through in life. He's there. We never have to go through anything in life by ourselves. We got surgery coming up. God's with us. We go do hard things, God's with us. We do easy things, God's with us, or he should be at least. I mean, he's there. It's whether or not we want to acknowledge that he is there or not. You think back in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6, that's the same message that Moses gave to the children of Israel. As they're going in or preparing to go into the promised land. You know, they've heard stories their whole lives of their parents failing whenever they went in or were going to go into the promised land. Their parents who let their fears overtake them, and the stories that they no doubt heard of the people that were in this land. But Moses says to them there in verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. And so when we're struggling and we're suffering in different aspects of our life, one of the greatest comforts that we have is knowing that someone can relate to what we're going through. Someone understands and can sympathize with us. And I remember when my mother died when I was 15, and I remember someone coming up to me and saying, it'll be okay, I understand what you're going through. And I just couldn't help but think, you have no idea what I'm going through right now. It was one of my friends, their parents were both alive. They couldn't relate to what I was going through at that time. I appreciate the sentiment that they were giving, but they couldn't relate. But we understand that God, or Christ, can relate. He came and he did all these things. Before I say it all, Parker can go ahead and read Hebrews chapter 4, and he can say it better than I can because it's God's word.
Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
If you need your songbook for the invitation song, it's number 288. We'll be singing that here in just a moment. I appreciate your attention this morning. I hope that this has been encouraging to you. I know that we've run a little bit long. It's hard to measure out exactly how long all the songs are going to take. But I greatly appreciate all of the men who have participated in the service this morning. Hopefully it was an encouragement to you to see so many getting up and serving our Lord with that. Again, my hope this morning with this lesson is one to remind us. We all know that we need the Lord. That's nothing new that we don't already know. But I hope it's a good reminder of how many different areas of our lives that we need God. And this is not an exhaustive list by any means of how many different ways that we need him. But I hope that we will turn to him whenever we get into these rough times in our lives. I hope that we'll turn to him whenever, and rejoice with him and thank him whenever things are going great in our lives. But we need to keep him with us at all times. You know, we're living in a society now that people view it as weakness when you have to get help from someone else or something else. If you can't do it by yourself, then you're weak. But I would suggest to you that you are strong if you're going through life with help from God. That's where we get our true strength. In and of ourselves, we are not strong. But with God, we can do all things. And so I hope that is something that we will all take with us this morning. The question I ask as we offer the invitation to everyone is, how do you need God this morning? Maybe you need Christ's blood. You need to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. If that's a need that you have this morning, we'll be more than happy to help you with that. Maybe you just need prayers. You need encouragement. You need some help as you go through this life. We'll be happy to help you in whatever way that we possibly can. But please let that be known to us this morning as we stand and as we sing.